I have a commentary in my Bible here about this particular psalm, and it says, God commanded that his laws for living and the stories of his mighty acts in Israel's history be passed down to children. This tells us something about our purpose and importance of religious education, and it helps each generation obey God and set their hope upon him. It is important to keep children from repeating their ancestors' mistakes. Boy, that's a heart-wrenching thought. What are you doing, the question to us, to pass on God's history and his work in the world to the next generation? And not only that, but your personal faith in the family. Does your children, your grandchildren, relatives know that you're a Christ follower and that they have heard your faith story? I think it's important. Tina read those up to verse 7, and this is what it says in verse 8. Then they will not be like your ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. That's something to think about. It really and truly is. We used to at least get it in school once in a while, if we didn't get it at home. I think all of us here, because we're all old enough that we were in church when we were young, we were in Sunday school, and our parents helped teach us some of the things, like the 23rd Psalm, one in particular that we do by rote. But the young people today, they don't know them. And what made me realize that was the other day when I was doing the recording at the end of the pastor's thoughts, we do a little bit of prayer, and I end it with the Lord's Prayer. Well, right towards the end, I couldn't find my cheat sheet, which I had wrote down the Lord's Prayer, because some of my mind went, I said, I'm going to do it by rote, by memory. Well, I've almost got it right, but not completely. So the reason I say that is our young people, our grandchildren, our young people, they're not getting this stuff. And our generation, they're going to be lost. And thank God that he always leaves a remnant. So pray for revival.